If you're into true crime at all, this is going to be right up your alley. Like, as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, I have to know everything about this story. But the headline reads, after more than 40 years, identity of Rankin County's only Jane Doe cold case murder is revealed.
Wow.
I mean, I'm hooked instantly. I've got to know what happens. So details of this case, there was a body found in 1978, and they didn't really know much other than it was a female victim between the ages of 20 and 25. So she was just classified as a Jane Doe. And for 43 years, we didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
In April of 2022, Rankin County Coroner David Ruth was able to convince a judge to allow Jane Doe's body to be exhumed so they could do further DNA testing because, you know, technology has changed a lot in the last 43 years. So there were two failed attempts with this DNA testing at identifying this single Jane Doe in Rankin County. A third attempt was done by a corporation that specializes in forensic genealogy. And this is one of those companies that like buys all the data from Ancestry.com and 23andMe and all that stuff. And they were able to get results. We now know that Jane Doe is Tanya Leah Willis Mullins. She was born in Texas and she was a 22-year-old mother of two girls. And so now that family has a little bit of closure. I guess they had moved to Mississippi looking for work. And just one day she went missing. And so 40 years later, they figured this out thanks to these DNA testing kits.
That's, I heard, the first time I ever heard of this was a few years ago. I actually knew a guy. I didn't know him well, but I knew him through work who apparently had killed somebody back in like 1991, and a distant cousin had gotten his DNA tested. Well, this crime company buys the data and sees, oh, we have a cold case that we never solved, and somebody took a DNA test and they could tell it was like a distant relative. So then it narrowed the search down. It was pretty cool. I'm not expecting anybody to find out anything DNA related like of that magnitude, but I'm sure there's somebody listening who has found out something crazy from getting their DNA tested.
Yeah, like maybe you didn't know who your dad was and you ended up finding that. Or I've had plenty of friends who they believe that they're of a certain heritage, and that's not on there at all. Like, they're not Mexican at all. It turns out their family is mostly from El Salvador or something.
Wow. This person did want to be anonymous. It says, I have not told my brother yet. Do not say my name. I just got my DNA test back, and my blood father may not be my father. I'm going to ask my brother to take one now so I can know. My dad, quote unquote, passed away 2 years ago. Now my mom has come clean and said she really isn't sure if it's my dad or if it was another man. But she did give me the name of the other guy. Apparently he was a newscaster in Jackson in the 60s. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. Amy texted in saying that she had two friends that did 23andMe. One found out that her uncle was actually her dad, and the other found out that her cousin was actually her uncle.
Oh, wow.
So she was like, I don't think I'll be doing the DNA. I don't want to find out any crazy secrets.
This one's pretty cool. Somebody texted that they were adopted, and they took their DNA test, didn't really have any close matches or anything like that, which probably had to be like, bummer.
Yeah.
But then their adoptive parents took a DNA test. Turns out their adopted dad and them have some similarities, like they are very loosely related, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, there are some profile matches, which it just feels pretty cool because it's like they might be related.
Chandra, thank you so much for holding. What is your story?
So my cousin, and she was older than I was. This happened before I was born, but it's like my mom's first cousin. She's from Slaughter, Mississippi, and she went missing as a teenager. They said she was going to Florida to pick fruit or something like that. Well, anyway, years later, we got information that they had found her body in Florida in the woods, and it turned out she was one of the victims of Sam Little, which is like the most prolific serial killer in the United States.
Whoa.
And her name is Clary Birdmong. and it came from the DNA test. My first cousin had got a kit done, and he matched to her DNA.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they did like a whole celebration for her in Slaughter, Mississippi. This was like 2 years ago. You can actually look it up on they like search it up and stuff like that. But her name is Clara Bird Long, and she was a victim of serial killer Sam Little.
That is crazy. I'm so sorry that happened. That's awful. But at least you guys have some kind of closure now.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.